This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One of the country's largest landlords is settling a lawsuit with Colorado and eight other states. The suit claims Graystar Management Services used rent-setting software to share private data with competitors. That allowed big landlords to move prices in sync instead of competing, and that drove up rents. The proposed settlement is for $7 million. The company reports to manage more than $70 billion in assets. The deal would also ban Graystar from using those pricing algorithms again. Colorado's attorney general says it's about restoring fair competition and protecting consumers. During the government shutdown, national parks stayed open. But with most visitor centers closed, some states stepped in. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more on how.
2 days into the shutdown, Utah announced state funds to keep visitor centers open at 5 national parks and 1 monument. Sam Wehner is the executive director at the nonprofit Canyonlands Natural History Association in Moab. He applauded the state's decision.
Visitors can get the information that they need and hopefully have a better experience and a safer experience by knowing how to recreate responsibly, basically, within the parks.
It also allowed Wehner's organization to keep its park stores open, raising money for educational efforts. Utah officials say it cost the state more than $300,000 to fund the visitor centers until the shutdown ended about a week ago. And Colorado contributed $64,000 to keep 2 Rocky Mountain National Park visitor centers open for 20 days. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Much of the Front Range has a chance for rain overnight. Grand Junction could also see some scattered rain showers. This is CPR News and KRCC.